भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। पिताए भक्त प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्ण बोल। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम Canto 1, Chapter 10, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, Text 23. Please repeat. Savayam yat padamatra surayo Jitendriya nirjita materishvanaha Pashyanti bhakte utkalita उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति। स वा अयं यत् पदमत्र सूरयो जितेन्द्रियानिर्जितमातिरीश्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ते उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्त्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति. सवायं यत्पद्रमत्र सूर्यो जितेन्द्रियानिरजितमातिरीश्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ते उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्त्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति. सवायं यत्पद्रमत्र सूर्यो जितेन्द्रियानिर्जितमातिरीश्वन पश्यन्ति भक्ते उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्त्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति. सवायं यत्पद्रमत्र सूर्यो इन्द्रियानिर्जितमातिरीश्वनः पश्यन्ति भक्ते उत्कलितामलात्मना नन्वेष सत्त्वं परिमार्ष्टुमर्हति. माताजी, स ही वै बाय प्रोविडेंस अयम दिस यत दैट विच पदमत्र हियर इज द सेम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्ण. सूर्य ग्रेट डिवोटीज जितेन्द्रिय हु हैव ओवरकम द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द सेंसेस निर्जित थॉरली कंट्रोल्ड मातरीश्वण लाइफ पश्यन्ति can see bhakti by dint of devotional service utkalita developed amalatmana those whose minds are thoroughly cleansed nanuveshah certainly by this only sattvam existence parimarshtum for purifying the mind completely arhati deserve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and the senses, and that is the only way to purify existence. Purport: as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord can be known in His real nature by dint of pure devotional service only. So it is stated here that only the great devotees of the Lord who are able to clear the mind of all material dust by rigid devotional service can experience the Lord as He is. Jitendriya means one who has full control over the senses. The senses are active parts of the body and their activities cannot be stopped. The artificial means of the yogic process to make the senses inactive has proved to be an abject failure, even in the case of great yogis like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni controlled the senses by yogic trance, but when he happened to meet Menaka, a heavenly society woman, he became a victim of sex. and the artificial way of controlling the senses failed. But in the case of a pure devotee, the senses are not at all artificially stopped from doing anything. But they are given different good engagements. When the senses are engaged in more attractive activities, there is no chance of their being attracted by an inferior engagements. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the senses can be controlled only by better engagements. Devotional service necessitates purifying the senses or engaging them in the activities of devotional service. Devotional service is not inaction. Anything done in the service of the Lord becomes at once purified of its material nature. The material conception is due to ignorance only. There is nothing beyond Vasudev. The Vasudev conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. But the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudev as all in all. In the case of devotional service, this very same method is accepted from the very beginning, and by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of devotee due to dictation by the Lord from within. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest mean. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Garuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paridanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, the Lord Krishna is now departing from Hastinapur for Dwarka. Mother Kunti, he actually started quite long back. In between, Mother Kunti offered beautiful prayers. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj lamented, Krishna, probably we are, Krishna is about to depart. There is a lot of delay happening. He is checked by the devotion of the devotees. So, he's still about to depart. So Mother Kunti offered beautiful prayers, the Lord reciprocated, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was in lamentation, and Krishna made sure that he is pacified, and he took all of them to Bhishma. Bhishma gave instructions, offered prayers, and now the Lord is about to depart. And the ladies of Hastinapur are offering prayers. So the progress is again slowed down. They are offering prayers to the Lord. He's hearing them. When the devotees offer prayer, the Lord has to hear. So the ladies of Hastinapur are offering beautiful prayers. In this verse, they are saying that they are looking at the Lord, and Anyonya Asit Sanjalpa. We just read, that's the text 20 or 21, just few texts before. that their talks, these ladies are talking, and their talks are sweeter than the Vedic hymns. Their talks are sweeter than the Vedic hymns. Because they are imbued with the sweetness of devotion. So here in this particular verse, they are talking amongst themselves and glorifying. Rather, they are sharing their experience. Glorifying the Lord, sharing their experience. So they are saying that here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by great devotees, who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service. So, the theme of the purport and the verse is experiencing Krishna, and for us to experience Krishna, we have to cleanse our consciousness or cleanse our mind. The mind is the main part of the subtle body, antakaran. The mind is the chief element. So we need to purify our mind, and that is possible by devotional service. So, there is a beautiful verse which says, all scriptural injunctions, danam, sudharmo, niyamo, yamascha. Scripture says, give charity. Right? Give charity at this particular time, this place, this recipient. So many instructions. Danam. Sudharmo, follow your own dharma. Right? So there is entire, then there is a varnashrama according to varna, according to ashrama. Right? So many dharmas are prescribed. So danam, sudharma, niyamo, yamascha. This is to be done. This is not to be done. Niyam and yam. Shutam cha karmani cha sadvratani. Then shutam, all the scriptural injunctions. Cha karmani, so many prescribed duties. Cha sadvratani, keep different vows. Right? Take a vrata. The scriptures prescribed many vrata. What is the purpose of all these? Giving charity, following dharma. Yam, niyam, vratas. Going to holy places. And so many things, doing tapasya. What is the purpose? Sarve mano nigraha lakshanantaha. All of these instructions are to control the mind or to purify the mind. Sarve mano nigraha lakshanantaha. Parohi yogo manasa samadhi. The highest yoga is the mind is absorbed in Krishna. Parohi yogo manasa samadhi. So this is a beautiful verse that to have the mind absorbed in Krishna is the highest yoga. And the mind needs to be purified. So, our highest is mind is absorbed in Krishna. So, what is the destination, the ultimate goal? That itself is a process also. We try to absorb our mind in Krishna by the performance of devotional service. The mind is purified and becomes increasingly absorbed. So, bhakti is our sadhana, bhakti is also the prayojan. In its ripened form. There is another beautiful verse which says, the mind is the cause of all sufferings. Right? So the mind fully absorbed is the highest yoga, and mind is the cause of all the suffering in this world. Again, Avanti Brahmana says, Nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetu. There are people who are spitting at him. Can you imagine? There are people who are spitting at him. There are people who are accusing him, cursing him, beating him. He says, they are not the cause of my suffering. Just imagine. Right? If someone misunderstands us, that becomes so much. Even if there is no, you know, actively someone is not harming us, but someone doesn't understand us properly. Some small misunderstanding. We're not talking of beating, spitting and accusing. So, somehow someone didn't understood us. That causes a havoc in the mind. We can't say this person is not the cause of my suffering. It causes so much suffering. Some small conflict, misunderstanding. So, nayam jano me sukha dukkha hetur. These people are not the cause of my suffering.
Okay, if these were not the cause of suffering, then what is the cause of suffering? Nayam janome sukha dukha hetu na devatatma graha karma kala. So some devata is not happy with me, he has created such a situation, these people have become only instruments. No, the devata is also not the cause of my suffering. So there is no devata needs to be appeased. Na devatatma graha karma kala. The planets are not in the right position, so no, grahas are not the cause of suffering. My own karma, right? We suffer the result of our own karma. So no, my karma is also not the cause of my suffering. How can anyone say that? Right? That my karma is not the cause of my suffering. Na graha karma kala. So the time is not the cause of suffering. Because when someone is suffering, we say, samay kharab chal raha hai. Aap thoda shanti rakhiye, thoda santvana rakhiye, be peaceful. The difficult phase of the time will pass away very soon. Right? Time is not in favor. Not just we, Lord Vishnu tells the devata. He said, wait, the time is not favoring you. Sit peacefully for some time. Right? Remember me. Let this difficult phase of time pass. And when the time is favoring you, you will be able to win over the demons. And Lord Vishnu says that the time is the cause of your suffering. Or not exactly, but wait for the time to become favorable to you. And then you will be able to overcome the suffering. But here, Avanti Brahmana says, even the time is not the cause of my suffering. So whatever we hear in this world, the cause of suffering, Avanti Brahmana says that is not the cause of my suffering. Because there is an ultimate control. These are the causes of suffering in one way. Right? But they are not the ultimate cause of suffering. There is one cause which stands above them, which has the power to remove the suffering also. Right? So it may be caused by them, but there is another cause above all of them, which can remove all the suffering. And that is the mind. Or which can magnify the suffering. It can reduce or magnify. So ultimately the scale of suffering, right, is how the mind perceives to be, this is suffering for me, this is not to my liking, or this is too much of a suffering for me. Right? And so on. I just give one example to just elucidate how the mind projects suffering, right, to any degree. In Govardhan Eco Village, you know, the city people come, city children. So the city children, one of the child, he saw a lizard in the room. And he created, you know, he started shouting and he came out of the room. And all the housekeeping people went and they, three or four of them are behind the lizard. And it's difficult to trap the lizard and throw out of the room or, you know. So they tried their best and all that, and they said, little lizard is gone, now be peaceful. No! I will not enter this room. So the child said, I will not enter the room. Absolutely. So finally, you know, they had to make a lot of adjustment to give this family another room. And the child was still scary. There is some lizard coming in this room. And village children, when they see a lizard, they run behind to catch the lizard from the tail. You have seen village children. They run behind. The lizard is scared. The lizard runs away. Right? So it's excitement and fun for them. So the same lizard, right, is causing suffering in someone. The same lizard is a fun and excitement for the village children. They just run behind to catch and the lizard is running. And so on. So just with this example, even if our karma, due to karma, some unfavorable situation is coming, but the mind has a power to perceive it as an opportunity, as a learning. There is something for me, opportunity for me to grow, or opportunity for me to learn, opportunity for me to become strong. And that's not easy. Right? That requires a lot of sadhana. And Lord of mercy of the Lord, to be able to see all the sufferings as opportunities sent by the Lord to grow in our life, to become stronger, to learn lessons, and so on. So then the suffering is minimized, and then, you know, we are able to much better deal with it. Even if it's not, even if we can't perceive it as a positive, but it becomes easy for us to deal with it with a positive attitude. And if we are able to do that, that suffering becomes a great ecstasy in the future. Right? Because it will help us to grow in Krishna consciousness, will give great realization, bring us closer to Krishna. So it will become a great asset in due course of time. So therefore, the mind is the main element to be, you know, sitting at the top of all the other factors, which have the power to either magnify or reduce or give us a positive perspective of suffering. In this verse, the point which we are discussing in relevance to this verse is that the Lord is experienced when the mind is purified. That means we are not living as per the liking and the disliking of the mind. We are not being conducted by the sankalpa and the vikalpa, because mind continuously takes everyone on the ride. We are riding on the mind always. This is to my liking, this is not to my liking. Yasmat priya priya vyoga samyoga janma. This is good, this is bad. I want to avoid this. Priya priya. But we can't always avoid it. So therefore, what we don't like happens to us. What we like to do doesn't happen. That leads to shokagni. And the mind is constantly burning, either in lamentation or in hankering. So the mind is constantly burning. And it creates so much havoc for us, the mind. So as long as we are living, on this platform of the mind, too much absorbed in the likes, dislikes of the mind, hankering or lamenting, the Lord is not experienced, Krishna is not experienced. And when Krishna is not experienced, then there is no true inner joy, satisfaction or contentment of the heart. So therefore, in bhakti, we have come to bhakti to experience Krishna. And that is the joy of the soul. Right? That is the joy of the soul. So therefore, we'll see that how we can do that. So, one thing which see this, the wandering of the mind or the sankalpa vikalpa of the mind, right, is actually a very positive experience. When we experience something very positive, then the mind becomes absorbed and it stops wandering. And of all the positive experiences, the experience of love is the highest. Therefore, it is the love which defeats the mind. Right? Love subdues the mind, or love seizes the wandering of the mind. So experience of the love is what brings the mind to rest. Because the mind is then absorbed in experience. It stops wandering. And of all the positive experience or of all the love of the residents of Vrindavan, the experience of Vrindavan love is the highest. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says, Annera rida emana mora mana Vrindavana. My mind is same as Vrindavan. That means the mind is constantly experiencing Vrindavan and the love of Vrindavan. So when the mind is experiencing that, then the mind is for all purpose defeated, subdued, and is no longer creating any havoc. Rather, it becomes the source of great joy when the mind is experiencing love. Love for Krishna, love for Vrindavan. So it is the love that can subdue the mind. That's the point. So, but the love can only be experienced when the center of our relationship is Krishna. Because otherwise, it will always be tinged with selfishness. Love by definition has to be selfless. If when the selfishness comes, it no longer remains love, it is transformed into lust. So lust is nothing but selfish expression of love. So when there are desire to enjoy, when there is a selfishness in the dealings, it becomes lust. So that which can give the highest experience and which can completely satisfy or subdue the mind becomes the cause of greatest frustration when there is selfishness. Therefore, the frustrated love is the highest misery in this world. Just recently, a few days back, one person came to Govardhan Eco Village and he said, the youth are experiencing heartbreaks. So much heartbreaks, frustrated love. And that's a big challenge for them. They are undergoing depression, so much of depression because of frustrated love. Heartbreaks. And amazingly, he just took tour of Vrindavan forest and he said, if they experience Vrindavan, then their heartbreak, the heart will be renovated. Right? So the heartbreak will become heart renovate. He actually himself, a new person, because he just went around Vrindavan, we just gave him guided tour, told him about the Vrindavan forest, the love of Krishna with the Prajavasis. He said, this can renovate the hearts. The heart which have been frustrated and broken. A new person. That people can understand, when there is selfless love, when there is service to the Lord, spirituality, he was talking in terms of spirituality, this Vrindavan spirituality, it can cure the heartbreaks. It is the best medicine. So therefore he said, I'll try to get the people who are in my contact, who have experienced heartbreaks. Heartbreak group. To heartmake group. So heartbreak groups to Govardhan Eco Village. This person was sharing realization. So, when we hear from new people, our conviction also, where we are sitting in the right place, we should continue to, serve the Lord, serve Vrindavan Dham. This is the best place. They are feeling that their life will be made here, right? Which has all broken down, but a life will be made here. So it gives us the conviction we should continue to be here and serve the Lord. This is the healer, this is the medicine for others. We should not leave it. So that's the lesson and the point which we can love, which we can learn. So therefore, actually every dealing, every transaction in this world is tinged with selfishness. And the same person here, I'm talking of, he said, if they come and experience someone doing selfless service to them, which is not available in the whole world, they will be motivated. They will be motivated. That someone wants to serve them and doesn't want anything from them. This experience is not available in the whole world. So anyone who serves you wants something in return, and then you can smell it. Right? You can smell it. But if someone who doesn't want anything in return, that also they can perceive, people can perceive that this person doesn't want anything in return. He just simply wants to make me happy. And that selfless service of the devotees to make people happy is what touches them, it nourishes them, it nourishes their heart, which is not available. And it uplifts them out of their depression and out of the heartbreaks. So, that is only possible, this kind of attitude is only possible when we offer our love to Krishna, when Krishna is the center of relationship. Otherwise, it will all be again tinged with selfishness. To the degree we are selfless in our service to Krishna, to that degree we will be able to also selflessly serve others. So, the pure love is selfless. Kama gandhahina sabhavika gopi prema Nirmala Ujjvala Shuddha Yeda Dagda Hema. So the pure love of the gopis of Vrindavan, Kama Gandhaheen, there is no bad smell of Kama. Kama Gandhaheen, there is no smell of Kama, selfishness. Swabhavik, it is very natural. Nirmal, it is free from all kind of mala. Ujjwal, very bright. Shuddh, completely pure. Like molten gold. Like molten gold. Nirmal, Ujjwal, Shuddh. Yena Dagdahim. Like molten gold. So, that is the pure love which satisfy Krishna completely, which also satisfy the soul completely. So, I will briefly narrate the story of one such selfless pure love of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Because we have just begun Chandan Yatra, so I thought I'll speak something about Sripad Madhavendra Puri, whose love is glorified by Lord Chaitanya himself. Lord says, Ei bhakti bhakt priya Krishna vahevar ama sab bujiteyo nahi adhikar. He said, this transaction of pure love, this kind of devotional service, Ei bhakti bhakt priya Krishna vahevar, and the Lord is very dear to the devotees, his reciprocation. So this loving transaction, which is completely selfless, Lord says, I cannot fathom the depth of it. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Ama sava bujiteyo nahi adhikar. I don't have the capacity to fathom what kind of selfless love or service which Madhavendra Puri offered and what kind of reciprocation the Lord had in return. So therefore, this is a very extremely beautiful pastime which can nourish our hearts. So, since this very auspicious Chandan Yatra festival is going on, so we'll discuss this pastime briefly. So, now I'm beginning from the point where Lord Gopal has already appeared. Madhavendra Puri installed Gopal on the top of Govardhan. And he began Raj Seva, began to serve Gopal like a king. And he was very happy. The service, the opulence of the service is increasing day by day. 2 years passes. And after 2 years, Gopal appears to the dream of Madhavendra Puri. Gopal kahe Puri amar tap nahi jaye, malya ja chandan lep tabe se judai. Said, Madhavendra Puri, I am still feeling heat in my body. Therefore, you please bring sandalwood, Malya Chandan. He said, now bring Malya Chandan. But Gopal also says, you go and bring personally. Right? Because some services can also be delegated. We have to do some service, we can take someone's assistance. So the Lord specifically says, you go personally and go quickly. Go fast and go personally. No one else will be able to do this service except you. So when Madhavendra Puri, this happened in a dream. Madhavendra Puri woke up and he felt great ecstasy of love. Right? The Lord has given me an instruction of service. You know, if someone is giving us instruction of service, that means that person has some adhikar over you. Is it not? You can't just tell anyone on the road, okay, do this. That means there is a relationship, there is adhikar. So therefore, Madhavendra says, the Lord has considered me worthy. That's the nature of love. It is perceiving the love of the Lord. The Lord has directly given me some service, so he became very ecstatic. And immediately, it's mentioned, he made the arrangements for the service to continue in his absence and immediately set out. Madhavendra Puri on the way visited Shantipur. He stayed at Advaitacharya's place and Advaitacharya was ecstatic to meet him and Advaitacharya also took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri continued south from there and reached a place called Ramana. In the Jagmohan, in the dancing hall, Jagmohan, Madhavendra Puri, he performed chanting, dancing. First he saw the beauty of the Lord And then he chanted and danced in front of Gopinath at Ramana. And after that, he sat down and one pujari came and Madhavendra Puri inquired. He said, "What all do you offer to the Lord?" Sevara shashtav dekhi anandit mane uttam bhoga lage etha buji anumane. He saw that everything was being done very beautifully, meticulously. Sevara shashtav. There was a finer touch in everything. Sevara shashtav. Nothing was being neglected. So one can perceive, you know, when we are diligent in our service, devotees are diligently serving the Lord. Such beautiful darshans. So anyone can perceive that there is a lot of loving energy that has been put into the service. So Madhavendra Puri saw that there is a lot of loving energy that has gone into Gopinath being served very nicely with great love and devotion, with a lot of effort. He could perceive. And many things could perceive, but you can't perceive what is being offered because bhoga is never offered publicly. So he also wanted to know what do you offer to the Lord. Other things you could see around, you know, the dress, beautiful dress and everything, shingar, everything is perceivable. But then specifically Madhavendra Puri inquired about the bhoga. But he first understood that a bhoga also must be of the same quality. General inference. And his inference was right. The pujaris, they told him what all time of the day, what all they offer. At the end of the description, they said, in the evening we offer a special bhoga daily. Sandhyaya bhoga lage shira amrit ke linam dwadash mrit patre bhari amrit saman. So in sandhya, we offer a kheer, which is called amrit keli. And we offer it in 12 earthen pots, dwadash mrit patre, 12 earthen pots. And it is amrit saman, amrit keli is called amrit keli because it is taste like, just like nectar. Gopinathe rashir bali prasiddha naam yaar, prithvite aiche bhog kaha nahi yaar. It is known as Gopinathe rashir. And it is prasiddha, it is famous all over. And the pujari is confidently telling, prithvite aiche bhog kaha nahi yaar. Right? On the whole world, you will not find such a taste. Right? Pujari is quite confident. So I think many people must have testified, those who have traveled around. And there are many people who go around, travel around. When they tasted, they would have testified. Okay, this is excellent. We have never tasted anyone. We have been to many places and so on. So this was something unique of Ramana. When this was being described, Hena kale se ibhoga thakure lagila shuni puri gosai kichu mane vicharila. Right? The bhoga started while the talk is going on. Ayachit shir prasad alpaya dipai swad jani taiche shir gopale lagai. He said, if without my asking, little sweet rice is given to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer my Gopal. What is the harm in asking? Right? Madhavendra Puri is saying, if without asking if I get, right? Without asking I get. Someone can say, for service you might as well ask also, is it not? Hum toh bishan hoke pooch lete hain kuch bhi, right? Mahaprasad, there is no harm actually in little bit, you know, little bit or much more. One can request Mahaprasad. You know, one can beg Mahaprasad, honor Mahaprasad, it's very purifying. So there is no harm. So the Mahaprasad mangne ke liye besharam bhi banna pade, to koi harm nahi hai aisa. You know, there is no offense or something over there. But Madhavendra Puri is of a different caliber. He says specifically, without my asking, if I get. And so one intention is, without my asking, get, that will also be the desire of the Lord. Right? So I desire to also learn and serve this kheer. If the Lord desires so, then He may arrange without my asking. So therefore, Bhavendra Puri says, without my asking, if I get a little sweet rice, then I can know the taste. And then I can make the same. That also shows that expert cook doesn't have to ask a recipe. You can taste it and make it. Right? You can decode it. Just like the hackers decode many things. So, a good expert cook is able to decode by tasting. These are ingredients, this is the consistency, this much sweetness, etc. Most of the recipe can be decoded by tasting. And if you are not tasted, you only have the recipe, you can never make perfect kheer like that. Actually, with the recipe. Because you have not tasted the product. So the taste is a superior parameter to be able to make it. Because you know the taste, register it, and bring it to the same taste. Because the ingredients may change and all that, but final, you know the ultimate goal. Here it is. It's to match over here. So the taste is more important than the recipe. A little bit of kitchen realization I'm sharing because of my conditioning. We'll go ahead in the katha now. Madhavendra Puri, but however, when he expressed this desire, immediately he felt very ashamed and he thought of the Lord within the mind. You know, when Lord, just like Lord Chaitanya would sometimes say, Vishnu, Vishnu, something which would be disturbing. Anything that happens disturbing, one should immediately remember Vishnu, you know, to purify the mind. So he felt this thought has contaminated me. Because the bhoga is still being offered. How can I think of eating it, honoring it? So that was, Bhavendra Puri condemned himself for having such a thought, which is inappropriate. So, also we learn from here that how sensitive he was to follow, you know, all the etiquettes perfectly, although he had pure intention to serve. Right? It was not that he was hungry or he really wanted to, you know, taste different flavors. It was not out of any desire for enjoyment. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami specifically, he gives justification. Madhavendra Puri doesn't give justification. He simply condemned himself for a small transgression. Madhavendra Puri condemned himself. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives justification. He says, Premamrita tripta shuda Krishna nahi bade, Krishna nahi badhe, shira icha haila tahe mane aparade. He said, this person is Premamrita tripta. He is completely satisfied and he is unimpeded by hunger and thirst. Sheer Icha Haila. So, he doesn't even know at time that he has not eaten for 2 or 3 days. Absolutely indifferent to hunger and thirst. But still, when he desired to taste sweet rice only to serve the Lord, still he considered himself as an offender. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is offering a justification. Look at his greatness. Look at his greatness, how finer, you know, sentiments or finer etiquettes Madhavendra Puri has. He doesn't want to justify that. Therefore, he then didn't say anything to anyone. The bhoga offering got over. The aarti started. Again, Madhavendra Puri observed the aarti. He chanted before the Lord for some time. And then he left that place and went outside of the village where there was a vacant marketplace and sat down there chanting the holy names. And here the pujari put the deities to rest and then he went to take rest himself. The Lord, just after some time, the Lord, as soon as he fell a little asleep, the pujari, the Lord came to his dream and said, oh pujari, get up. Uthaha pujari kar dwara vimochan. Shir ek rakhi achi sanyasi karan. Open the door again, open the temple again. I have kept one pot of sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. So out of the 12 earthen pots, I have taken out one. Now, when we do pujari service, if you put, you know, 12 water glasses in a plate, or we put 6 or 7 here, And if you take out one, a space is created, empty space. Out of the 12 input in the plot. So the empty space should be able to give the hint there is something is missing. It should not go unnoticed. It should not have gone unnoticed. Where is one pot of sweet rice? Of course, sometimes we are in a hurry and then we may not notice the time to start the arati is pretty short. But here the pujari could not notice because the Lord says, I tricked you. Not that you were spaced out. I didn't even know what's happening. But I tricked you. You could not notice that one pod is missing. So, this is my trick. I have kept it and bewildered you. Now you remove it. Go outside of the town. Give it to Madhavendra Puri. The pujari quickly thought it wise to take bath. Then he entered the quick bath, entered the pujari room, took out. He wiped that place. And then he went to the marketplace and loudly he shouting in the marketplace. He is saying, Shira lahai yar nama madhapuri, tuma lagi gopinath shira kaila churi. He said, please, who is Madhavendra Puri? Please identify yourself, come and accept this pot of sweet rice. Gopinath has stolen this sweet rice for you. Shira lahai asukhe tumi karaha bhakshane. Toma sam bhagyavan nahi tribhuvane. Said, please accept this sweet rice. Honor it. There is no one more fortunate than you. O Madhavendra Puri, please come forward and accept this pot of sweet rice. Now, he is loudly shouting, Gopinath has stolen this pot of sweet rice. Please come and identify yourself. Accept it. Madhavendra Puri identified himself. He came forward. And the pujari first offered full dandavas to him. Then he handed over the pot of sweet rice. Or he first delivered the pot of sweet rice and then offered dandavas. That's more... that's a logical, more logical sequence. Right? First he handed the pot of sweet rice and then offered the dandavas, full dandavas. And then he narrated the entire story. You know how Gopinath kept, where he kept, and then what he told me in the dream. And Madhavendra Puri, now just imagine if some devotee hears, you know, such a favor of the Lord. The Lord has done such, shown such great mercy. Whenever the devotees hear of the Lord's mercy, favor upon them, the devotees don't feel, oh, how great I am. It doesn't produce any pride. Rather, it produces humility. You know that how the Lord wants to encourage me. Seeing my lowly position, the Lord is reciprocating to encourage me in bhakti. So therefore, any favor from the Lord should actually bring out more and more humility in the devotees. So the Lord reciprocated and again out of humility, Madhavendra Puri became overwhelmed with love. How merciful the Lord is that he wants to show mercy to me and encourage me. So, in this way, when the pujari saw the love of Madhavendra Puri on receiving that sweet rice, he was again struck with wonder and he thought that what the Lord has done is most appropriate. Right? Earlier he was wondering that who is this Madhavendra Puri? And why did the Lord stole for him? And what made the Lord stole for him? So that was a question in his mind. But seeing Madhavendra Puri, his body language, his love, the pujari was convinced beyond doubt that this was most appropriate for the Lord to do. Handing over that pot to Madhavendra Puri, the pujari returned back. And Madhavendra Puri ate that pot of sweet rice, but he did something unusual after that. Okay? We all have eaten sweet rice in earthen pot, in drona, in paper cup. But how many have also eaten the drona or a paper cup? Right? The patra. So Madhavendra Puri, he broke that earthen pot into number of pieces. He tied into his outer cloth. And daily, pratidin ek khani karen bhakshan, one piece of earthen pot he would eat daily. khaile premavesh hai adbhuta kathan. And when he would eat that piece of earthen pot, he would experience great ecstasy, great love. Adbhuta kathan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, this is amazing, this is adbhut, this is never experienced in this world. So he experienced either equal or greater ecstasy in eating the earthen pot. So kheer he ate once, but earthen pot he ate for a long time, for months. And that earthen pot was touched by the hands of Gopinath. Touched by the hand of Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri saw that also as a prasad. And he ate the entire earthen pot also, one by one, at peace. So this is something very amazing about him. But then immediately he left that place, understanding that in the morning, this was midnight, in the morning so many people would gather around hearing this story. Therefore he left in the morning and came to Jagannath Puri. But then the news had already reached Jagannath Puri. You know, there was no WhatsApp or anything, but still, you know, communication channels were equally fast, or even faster. You know, sometimes I wonder, the Bhagavatam describes, Maharaj Parikshit sat on the bank of Ganga, and the sages from upper planetary system started coming. Right? So communication system were much faster even those days, right? It's quite inconceivable. So he left immediately, but before he could reach, the news had already reached. So, and everyone received him there, everyone offered great respect, and he again wanted to run away. So Madhavendra Puri here in, he is mentioned that he was fearing the fame. He was fearing the fame. Somehow nowadays, you know, everyone desires fame. We upload a video and we check how many hits have been done on within the first 4 hours, within the next 8 hours, 24 hours, 1 week. Of course, for preaching, we want how many devotees are being preached. That's another motivation. But most of the people, they want fame. The whole world desire fame. But Madhavendra Puri was fearing fame, understanding that is not anukul for bhakti, the fame of this world. So, but the fame which is given by the Lord can be used in the Lord's service. That is the principle. So, it's the word used is vidhata narmit. Pratishtha rasabhava ei jagate vidit yena vanchetara hai vidhata nirmit. And also it mentioned that the fame, which is transcendental fame comes to them who do not want it. And that which can be used in the Lord's service is something which comes only when we don't want it. That is the transcendental fame. If you are desiring fame, that cannot be truly counted as transcendental fame. That could be obstructing the bhakti. So therefore, fame is undesirable by the devotees. Rather, the devotees fear fame, as exemplified by Madhavendra Puri. Pratishtar bhai, Puri gela palaya. He was fearing the fame, he ran away, reached Jagannath Puri, the fame reached before him. He wanted to run away, but then the service was there. So therefore, he utilized that fame. Everything can be utilized in the Lord's service. So he utilized that fame to serve Gopal. So many people are coming, so he informed them the desire of Gopal. And because people like to render some service to famous people, right? They want to connect with the stars. So Madhavendra Puri, Lord made him a star, and people wanted to connect with him. And Madhavendra Puri, whatever he asked them, immediately they arranged everything. Right? So the Chandan was arranged, and the two people to carry the Chandan was arranged. They also gave some Lakshmi to those people who were carrying. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri could get the Chandan and come back to Ramana. And in Ramana, Gopal told, now please offer all this Chandan to Gopinath and I'll be cooled. Right? Don't have any doubt about it. So the Lord gave that instruction. And Madhavendra Puri informed the Pujaris. The Pujaris became so happy in this Grishma, in this summer, the Chandan will be offered. And Madhavendra Puri also said, these two people who are carrying the Chandan will grind. And they have also given some money. Take this money to employ two more people. Let four people grind the Chandan and camphor and apply it to the Lord. Until the stock lasted. It's mentioned till the stock lasted. That means 21 days. So the stock lasted for 21 days, and therefore the Chandani Yatra was observed. Right? So, and all the devotees became joyful. They experienced in their selfless service the cooling sensation from Tapatre. Vishvam Sheetalam Tyativa Vikalam. So when we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the moon like Lord Chaitanya, the whole world can experience Sheetalayanti, the cooling sensation. So therefore the selfless love, the pure love, which gives the true experience is the soul is hankering, is what is satisfying and nourishing the soul, and which completely subdues the mind, defeats the mind. And Madhavendra Puri is a great example of that. Jai Shri Madhavendra Puri Pad Ki Jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.